Okay, today's daf is Ksubis, daf Samach Beis. And Ksubis Samach Beis has a number of stories here on Samach Beis Mabeis about Talmidei Chachamim going out to learn for weeks at a time, for months at a time. The story of one of the Amoran, Tanam coming back on Erev Yom Kippur, right? Rav Rechumi, it was Shchiach HaMidurava Ben Mechuza, used to come to his house every Erev Yom Kippur. One time he was late. The Gemara talks about what happened a little bit later. The Gemara talks about others that came back, and he was away for so long, for 12 years, he didn't recognize his family. All different types of stories related to Talmud Torah, leading into, at the end of the daf, which goes on to tomorrow's daf, the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, and his coming back, you know, 12 years and 12 years. So, talking about Talmud Torah at various times of their lives, and the Kviyas of Talmud Torah. And it affected, what is this doing here? It affected the times that they're able to be with their wives. Right? That was the context of the Gemara in our sugya. So let's talk about two elements relating to different times for Talmud Torah, different times for learning Torah. We'll talk about nighttime, and we'll talk about Shabbos. Nighttime, I think we've touched on recently, but let's just mention some of the Mar Makomos related. The Rambam tells us, based on Chazal, that learning at night has a special element to it. It says the Rambam, Afalpi, Paragimel, Halacha, Yud Gimel, in Ilchas Talmud Torah. Afalpi, Shemitzvah, Lomod, Bayom, Uvalayla. Even though there's a mitzvah to learn day and night, we have a mitzvah to Vagisa, Bo Yom, Uvalayla. Ein Adam Lamed, Rov Chachmaso, El Balayla. But a person's Rov of his Chachma, Rov of his wisdom comes at night. Lefichach, Misha Ratzel Azakas, Bekesser HaTorah. Therefore, one who wants to merit the crown of Torah, Yizor Bechalei Losav. He should be careful in every one of his nights, Velo Yovad Afilu Achas Mehen. And he shouldn't fill his night with any one of his nights with just Shena, Achila, Shia, Vesicha, Vachayetzved, with sleeping, eating, drinking, and schmoozing. Ella, B'Talmud Torah, B'Divrei Chachma. But some of our night, at least, has to be filled with Torah and with wisdom. Amr Chachamim in Gorna Shal Torah Ella Laila. Shnemer Kubi Rani Balaila. Chalosik Batorah Balaila, Chut Shal Chesedim Shachalab Bayom. Whenever it's Osik Batorah night, he has a different day the next day. Shnemer Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo, Ubalaila Shiro Imi. Vachobai Shein Divrei Torah Nishvambo, and Gemara in Sanhedrin, any house that doesn't have Torah, heard in it at night. Interesting, heard in it. Meaning it's not just learning yourself, maybe. Maybe it has to be a little bit out loud. Eish Ochalto. Right, fire consumes it. Right, he doesn't quote him. It's based on a pasuk in Iyov. Kidvar Hashem baza zeshalu ishkiach al devei Torah kol liker. B'chulu, and the Rambam continues about the importance of learning, not just learning, but learning at night. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya also quotes this idea. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Vav in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siv Chav Gimel. Quotes the Rambam. Interesting. The Rambam said Talmud Torah v'divrei Chachma. What's the what's the change? But the Ramah adds in ki ein adam lo me rov chachmaso ki im balayla. That's the Rambam. V'yesh la adam lahaschil lomod balayla mitish tu ba'av ve'elach. From tu ba'av. Middle of the summer. That's when you really have to start being careful about the night. Umadala Mosif Yosef. Whoever does not add on to his learning, you know, won't be good for him. What is the Rama talking about? What is Tu Ba'av? Where does the Rama get this from? This is based on a Gemara in two places, the end of Tainus and in Rosh Hashanah, and in Abba Basra, where the Gemara talks about the six reasons why Tu Ba'av is a celebration. Tu Ba'av is a celebration. Why is it a celebration? So the Gemara gives six reasons why it is. Maybe it's the first couple are about marriage, because the first generation, Shvatim, were not allowed to intermarry to make sure that the borders stayed proper. So the second generation, when the day that we were allowed to marry whoever they wanted, that was Tu B'Av. So everybody was very happy that there were more people to choose from. That was the day that the Shevet Binyamin was allowed back into the fold, right after the story of Pelegish Megivah. They were then allowed to marry back into the rest of Klal Yisrael, right? Some say it was the day that Yeshua ben Yeravam ben Nevat had set up an alternate Beis Hamikdash and set up guards to make sure that people didn't go to the real Beis Hamikdash. So it was the day that the guards were removed from the Beis Hamikdash, from those spots, and everybody was able to go to the Beis Hamikdash again, right? So that was another one. But another one, the Bnei Yisrael stopped dying in the Midbar, but the one that's relevant for us is the last one. Says the Gemara, starting on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara here, and I'm reading from Baal Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph quotes the Mishnah, at the end of Tainus, Lo Hayyam Tom Yisrael Kachamisha Asav Rabbah Chuyam Kippurim. Shebehem Beros Yisrael Yotzim Beklei Shalav and Sheulin. Everybody wore borrowed clothing, so nobody was embarrassed. So the last opinion there on Kuf Chaf Aleph Mabez says the Rav Masna says that's a Ruge Beitar. But then we have Rabbi Rav Yosi Davi Travayu Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichos Eitzim LaMaaracha. Tu B'Av was the day that they stopped cutting wood for the Maaracha, for the fire on the Mizbeach. So why is that a happy day? Why they stop? They stop because from then, that was the highest, hottest point in the summer. Now it's not going to be as hot, so the wood won't be as dried out. And therefore there might be worms in the wood. So that's why they stopped cutting the wood. They stopped using any more wood from the new section. And that's why they had a party. So why they have a party? What was so special about finishing that? So the Rashbam here and the Rabbeinu Gershom here discuss two elements. Says the Rashbam, V'yoth yom shepasku hayu smechim. The day that they finished this, they were happy. L'fisha ba'oso yom hayu mashlimin mitzvah gadola kazos. Because they were happy for finishing this mitzvah. They'd done for months, checking the wood in order to use it for the mizbeach. This is one of the sources in Shas of making a siyum. Right, they finished, they spent so much time and they finished this mitzvah, they had a big party. The Rabbeinu Gershom here says that what was the party about? Not just that they finished the mitzvah, but now, Vasu Yantif Shemikan Ve'elech Hayu Oskin Batorah. Now they had more time to learn. They had more time to learn. That seems to be connected to what the Ramah is based on here. Right? Tu B'Av is the day they have to have this party, and also it's a day that it's not as hot and the nights start getting maybe a little longer. And when you have longer nights, so that's when it's more appropriate to, one has to be cognizant of this Rambam, and based on this Chazal, that, more nighttime? That means there's more time to be Zocha in the crown of Torah. So that's now also, if you look in the Shach, on that Shulchan Aruch, getting back to Reish Mem Vav in Yeridea, Sifchav Gimel, so the Shach quotes from the Achronim, says the Shach in the name of the Prisha Nirali, Kolelos of Mashba, Afilu Belele Tkufas Tamus, Haksarim, even if you're in the summer, you have the short nights, you gotta use some of it. Gamkein Yilmod, Echad Amar V'Echad Amamet, Mikom Makom Yilmon Ma'at, Mashakasav, Lo Ivri Alal Laila Elo Lashinsa, what it says in the Erevin, that night was created to sleep, right, Umupiyilo Belele Tkufas Tamus, that talks about Tamus, doesn't mean the whole night. Nirali, Sheretzalom, Da'az Yelo Ikra Laila Lashena, if you only have a certain amount of time and a shorter night, then you have to sleep some, so then most of your night is gonna be sleeping. But but the other Chazal that says nighttime is created for learning, that's the winter nights. Doesn't mean to learn the whole night. You have to sleep also. So really, if you think about it, the nights of Teves, those long winter nights, are there for giving us an opportunity, giving us a special opportunity for learning, longer nights, longer moments to be kone, the crown of Torah. Isn't it more important to learn the beginning of the night, the end of the night, if one has to choose and make a schedule? So there are chazals that talk about, give different impressions. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Brachas, on Daf Yud Daled, the Gemara says, Kol ha-masbiya atzmo midivrei Torah vilon. Someone who says satiates himself in Divrei Torah and then goes to sleep. So it sounds like first you're learning, not staying up late. First you're learning and then you're staying up. Ein mevasan oso besaros ros. He does not get negative tidings announced to him. Shneamar, based on the pasuk, darshaning a pasuk, it says saveya yolin bal yipakid ra. That's how the Gemara darshens it. If somebody satiated, then he's yolin, then he goes to sleep. Instead, atikri sheva ela saveya, right? You satiate, so then bal yipakid ra. Or the Gemara in Yuma, the Fayin Zion, talks about the women waiting for their husbands to come back. Where do they get schar from? They wait for their husbands to come back from the Beis Medrash, and they stay up late. So that also reflects that it is it's the beginning of the night. There are other sources that talk about the second half of the night. We should wake up and then learn Torah in the second half of the night. Remember the Gemara at the beginning. Also, the beginning of Maseches Brachos. David HaMelech is sleeping. And then what happens? He has a harp that's above him, right? His alarm clock. And that wakes him up in the middle of the night. And he spends the rest of the night learning. So again, that's right, that Gemara here, Gimel Amabez and Brachas. Kino Hayatali Lamala Mimetaz Shal David. He had a harp, a kiva shigia chatos alayla, baruch tzvonis vono shevespo. A wind came and started blowing in the harp, umenagin me'elav, and it started playing, miyad ha'omed va'osik batorah, sh'olah vada shachar. So it sounds like from that Gemara that David Melech was makbar in the second half of the night to be able to be learning. Unlike the first few chazals that are about the first part of the night. Okay, either way, maybe it depends on the person's personality. Some people are night people, some people are morning people. You know, elu ve'elu, right? Uvachi chavi libo l'shamayim, echad ha, you know, focus on the first half, the second half, whatever one does is good. That's in terms of night, learning at night. Learning on Shabbos also has a special element, seems in a number of the sources. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Tezayin is the source of the katzav of Neshama Yisera. Neshama Yisera. The Gemara says there, based on the pasuk in Vishamru, Vayi Nafash, the Gemara says, Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yisera, no sinach kadosh baruch hu ba'adam, be'erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, we get an extra Neshama. Well, the Motzi Shabbos, notes little say men. On a Motzi Shabbos, it's taken from us. Shinemar, Shabbos Vayi Nafash. Based on the pasuk in Shabbos Vayi Nafash, and we dart, there were darshins, vay of the nafesh, vayi nafash, kivish, shavas, once shavas, right? Once the day has rested, interesting, pashup shad is shavas, it's shabbos, and vayi nafash, and we enjoy ourselves. So Gemara darshins is exactly the opposite, shavas, once it ceases to be there, once shabbos ceases to be there, vay, we say, woe of the nefesh, I have lost my soul. I have lost the soul. The neshabi seira, that's of course why we have besamim on Motzi Shabbos, in order to give us a little lift after we lose our neshama yaseira, and our Hashulcha says even if we don't recognize or feel it, our neshama feels it, and therefore we need the besamim. What exactly does neshama yaseira mean? So there's a discussion here in the Rishonim. Rashi seems to say that all physical activities are different on Shabbos, even the physical. Rashi, rochav lev. What's neshama yaseira? Rochav lev leminucha ulesimcha. V'lios pasuach lirvacha, of a certain wideness of heart for respite and for happiness. V'yochal v'yishte v'ein nafsho katzelav, and it can eat and drink and you don't get sick. Meaning the food tastes special on Shabbos. You can have the same chalent on Shabbos and the same chalent on Tuesday, but it tastes different on Shabbos. That's the neshama yaseira. Neshama yaseira is the food itself is no different, but it's weird different. And if we're different, then that's why it is, that's the Neshama Yisera, it affects the physical activities. But if you look at the Shin Mekubetzes here, if you look at the Eben Ezra also on Yisro, I think, they say that no, it has to do with the ability to focus on spirituality. Neshama Yisera gives us the special opportunity and the Netiya to be able to focus on Ruchnias, to be like a Neshama, more Neshama. And that's what it's about. Look in the Gemara in Yuma. Remember the famous story of Hillel on the roof. Hillel wanted to get into the Beis Medrash, and he wasn't allowed. He didn't have enough money to pay the bouncer at the door of the Beis Medrash. What happens? What did he do? So he went on the roof to try to listen. But what day of the week was that? When were they having shir Shema and Avtalio? So Gemara says it was Shabbos. Gemara says they had shir on Shabbos. The Gemara says, right, Olav and Nitzle, he was al pi aruba kidei shishma divrei elokim chayim mipi Shema v'Avtalio. That means he went on Friday. He went on Friday to hear, but it was that night. Amru Oswa Yom Erev Shabbos Haya Utkufas Teves Haya. It was Teves. The Yarad Lov Shalom Hashemayim. It started falling snow on him. Right, we've pointed out in the past. What do you mean on him? Probably didn't snow too much in the days of the Mishnah, the days of Hillel. But maybe it was like Dafka. The Yarad Alov Shalom Min Hashemayim, as if we don't know where else snow comes from. So the Allah and Min HaShemayim seem to be Meduya. They said, why is it so cloudy in here? Right, it's a sunny day. Right, why didn't they know it was a blizzard? Right, they must have not known it was a blizzard, so it must be specific. Yomunan hititzu enayim v'rodimus adam baruba. They saw an image of a person in the skylight. Alu matzu alav rom shalosh amos sheleg. They found a ton of snow on him. Pirku v'erchitzu v'sichu. They washed him off and they put him next to the fire. Amru ro izeh l'chalel alav es haShabbos. We had to save his life, and he's roi to be mechal Shabbos for this. What does that mean? Roi for any Jew. Does it mean this is not called pshia? Right, but either way, you see, this is Shabbos, learning on Shabbos, and he's trying to learn as much as he can on Shabbos. The tour, really, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Reish Peches quotes a Yerushalmi, which the Meiri also talks about in his Akdamah to Shas, and the Rama quotes this Meiri. The Rama quotes this Yerushalmi from the Beis Yosef in Simon Reish Sadik, and that is Yerushalmi says in Perak Tezvav of Hilchos of Masechah Shabbos, Rabbi Chagai Omer, Lo Nitnu Shabbos Yom Tov Melo Achila V'Shisia. One opinion says that Shabbos is about physical enjoyment, eating and drinking. Rabbi Brechia Omer, Lo Nitnu Elo Lasok Ben B'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Brechia says, no, Shabbos is for Divrei Torah. Shabbos is for Divrei Torah. Right, so which is it? It's a Machlokes. Ubit Tanchuma. Right, the Beis Yosef quotes Tanchuma, but in Hagos it talks about it's not in our Tanchuma. They quote it from the Pesik de Rabasi. Okay, either way, Mefarish lo pligin. Maybe it's not a machlokas. Maybe right, the language is kan b'tamal chacham kan ba'amaretz. It depends who you are. Depends who you are how you celebrate the Shabbos. So which is it? Which is it? Which is which? So the Beis Yosef quotes ma da amare brechya l'talmud Torah. The one who says he should spend your Shabbos full of Talmud Torah. Elu, you might think it's the opposite. What does he say? Elu apolim, shimoskim emalachtim koyimos ha-shavua. People who are working the whole week or don't have time to learn the whole week, so they have to really make sure to spend their time learning on Shabbos, because they have to make up and they have to balance out. U'b'Shabbos, same boim, u'mizaskim b'talmud Torah. Madam Rabbi Chagai, l'his'aneg, and the one Rabbi Chagai who says, you can relax a little more, can enjoy yourself physically on Shabbos, they work all week in Torah. Right, and they have a little relaxation on Shabbos. That's what they need. So that's an interesting way to do it. At Shabbos, you have to have a break from what you do during the week. So if I'm working during the whole week, I have to make sure to learn extra on Shabbos. If I'm learning the whole week, I have to try to have a little break on Shabbos enjoy myself physically. And the Rama quotes that. The Rama quotes that in Siman Reish Satik and Arachayim. Upal and Bali Batim Shein Oskim Batorah B'Koyim Yashavua Yasku Yosef Batorah B'Shabbos B'Tamei Chachamim Hoskim Batorah B'Koyim Yashavua B'Tamei Chacham Yamshichu Yosef Ba'onev Achilev Shiksas Ksas. Doesn't mean he should fresh all day. Teharihemis Angim B'Limudam Kol Yemei HaShavua. What should one learn on Shabbos? Right, there's different approach. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, also again in Yeridea, Reish Mem Hey, Sif Yudalid, maybe don't teach kids new things. Again, in those days, also they had school on Shabbos, Yad Yeshiva, Talmud Torah on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, maybe learning new things is too hard on their heads. Ein Koron Latinokos B'Shabbos B'Tchila Mashalolamdu Mishum Torah Shabbos. It's not going to be comfortable. So better not to learn new things on Shabbos. You could chazer, you could review on Shabbos, but don't learn new things on Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes maybe the opposite. It's harder to review. It's more exciting to learn new things. So you should learn new things. Basically, what do we hold? You know, whatever could make people excited. Whatever people are into learning, you know, that is okay. There are those that also some achronim call poskim about not learning bi'iyun on Shabbos, right? Not learning in depth in the Shas and poskim. But again, the achronim say if that's what you enjoy, that's what you enjoy. If you look in the Minchas Elazar, the one of the early Munkasha Rebbes, right? Achelik Dalat Simon Memhei, he talks all about this. He says he quotes from the Tshuvas Sapichis Bedvash. Aser limud iyun b'Shabbos, mepnei shemiyageya es atzmo umoneya meonik Shabbos. Right, you're moneya meonik Shabbos. And he says, what are you talking about? There's many, many sources of being involved very much in iyun. Api Kabbalah, some quote, oh, you can't be ma'ayin on Shabbos because you're being borer. You're separating the good svaras from the non-good svaras, and therefore maybe it's a question of borer. And I would add, well, first of all, if it's really Bora, you have all three conditions. You're doing it right now, you're taking the good from the bad, and you're not using a separating instrument. But the real answer is what Rav Avadia says. Rav Avadia says in the beginning of Yechavadas, in the second Shuva, where he talks about you're allowed to do Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos. I don't know if Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos is a word. You might come to carry the Siddur outside. But there, in a footnote, he quotes from some Mekubalim. Maybe you shouldn't do Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos because you're being borer the Nitzotzos HaKadusha from the tree. And Rav Avadia says, okay, then you shouldn't be able to make any bracha on Shabbos. Shouldn't be able to make brachas, because every bracha is separating the sparks in the apple. I shouldn't be able to eat an apple on Shabbos and make a bracha. I shouldn't be able, obviously, says Rav Avadia, malachas don't apply to spiritual areas. You shouldn't be able to daven on Shabbos. Right? So, v'tamahani sheminayin lo sheb'inyin ruchani kazeh shayach din borer. V'chol malachas asuras b'shabbos, l'manu malachas ha-mishkan. V'chol zekon rabbanu kein daraisa tekin, it shouldn't be an issue. So you could do whatever you want to learn on Shabbos. The Shari Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes, one should be mechadesh on Shabbos. Because after Shabbos, our neshama Yisera goes back to Hashem. And they ask upstairs, new? So what do you learn? So again, if somebody has the power to be mechadesh, be mechadesh. If somebody has the power just to learn something new, so then that's what they should do. Either way, Shabbos is a very special time. Just to end with the there's a quote from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim quotes that we know that Shabbos is shakal connected to Kola Torah Kula. Shabbos is connected to, do Shabbos is like you do the whole Torah. And we know Talmud Torah is connected to Kola Torah Kula. Learning Torah, and like the Vilna Gaon says in his commentary on the Mishnah, every second that we learn, it's thousands of mitzvahs. Every second that we learn is a separate mitzvah, and therefore we learn for a little while, it's thousands of mitzvahs. So imagine if you do that on Shabbos, how many thousands of months. It's infinite how much kashalomi to adam atorah kadosh shari ain't sof lemitzvos sheyachal lahosif al cheshbana. Rav Eliyahu Pian and Lev Eliyahu quotes that they heard that from the Chafetz Chaim. If Shabbos is connected to Kol Torah Kula and Torah is connected to Kol Torah Kula, you know, if you learn on Shabbos, you can imagine, you know, the effect that has and how many mitzvos that is. Okay, we will stop here.